angels, devils and others. It seems like more giant bones are being discovered all the time, and I am not talking about animal bones, but for the lack of a better word, human ones. Of course, we can't be sure they are not Homo sapien, but on visual examination they look like human bones, only many times larger. People all over the world point to passages in the Bible which mentions giants and defines them as the children of angels mating with human women and producing the Nephilim who were said to be giants. This entails us believing in angels and also that if they exist would be able to, and want to mate with human women. Some people have wondered if angels could be male and female. That question was never entirely answered. But when angels are referred to in the Bible, they are always referred to as masculine and given male names. We have to remember, however, there are many books which were left out of the Bible, and perhaps one or some of them might show evidence of female angels. When Satan is mentioned, it is always as a male, and we have to remember he was an angel who was thrown out of heaven, so this is understandable. Most of the world believes Satan, or the devil as most call him, is evil incarnate. Just recently some people are saying we got him wrong and he was not evil and even tried to help people. I think this idea comes more from television shows which picture the devil as only indifferent or kind in some instances, and this has nothing to do with what people have felt about him. I would even say some of this comes from the show Lucifer, which shows the devil as mostly a joker with a kinder side at times, but is based on nothing in the scriptures. There are quite a few people who claim to have seen angels. Many of them during a near-death experience. A little girl almost drowned in her pool. She had a near-death experience and claimed she saw heaven, and then an angel came to her and said he was her guardian angel. There is a video which claims to show an angel flying, but it seems to me it is clearly a man with a rocket pack. When we get into things like angels and the devil and his minions, there are plenty of people who are mentally ill who claim to see them, and then there are those seeking publicity. There are also those who fervently believe they have seen these beings. I remember a man who was a family friend. He had been hit by a truck and was dying. We went up to the hospital to visit him, and he began to scream and said he could see the devil and he was coming after him. There was no quieting him down. He had been a very rational person all his life and, as far as I know, led a good life, but he was convinced he was going to be dragged off to hell. This is how he felt, unfortunately. One little boy had a near-death experience, but his was one of the most unusual. As he was dying, he reported that he saw both God and the devil. He said he had seen the devil, but God intervened. He was then sent back to his life on earth. One cannot just think the devil is the only evil being, there are said to be millions of demons under him. Some people believe a demon can haunt a house, and some of the hauntings which people claim are violent involve demons, not human spirits. There are quite a few cases where people have brought in priests, rabbis, ministers and demonologists to rid these evil things from their homes. There are cases on record where people had to move out of their homes because nothing to get rid of them worked. There was a case in England where a demon was torturing people who lived in a home at the turn of the last century. The people had tried everything to get rid of the demon, and finally, in frustration, they called the police. You can imagine what the police thought when they were called. When they got to the house, they went in just as the demon was throwing chairs and household objects all around but was invisible. Needless to say, the people who lived there and the police ran out of the house. It is said when God found out human women had given birth to the Nephilim, he was very angry. This was not supposed to happen, and this is why the great flood was brought over the earth. Others say, however, the flood was brought because people have become sinners and only Noah and his family were not. In recent times there has been a lot of talk about the ancient Greek gods and the Egyptian gods being aliens. All sorts of conflicting stories are told, but could there be another possibility? Could the ancient Egyptian or Greek gods, or even both, have been Nephilim? Some of the Greek portrayals of their gods showed them as giants. We all know how big some of those Egyptian statues of their god were. We always just assumed they were big statues, but maybe they were representing the true size of their gods. There have been some polls taken which asked the question, how many people have seen an angel? First, let me say I believe the polls are entirely wrong, but here are the results of one of them. It said 57% of Catholics, 66% of evangelical Protestants and 10% of Jews admitted to seeing angels. It went on to say 20% of people who were not religious said they also did. Were most of the people questioned just pulling the pollster's leg? If not, it would mean far more people see what they believe are angels than seem possible. One thing I always wondered about is why would someone want to worship the devil? What do they think they would get out of this if the devil is real? Many times, in years past, people were accused of this because others didn't like them or wanted what they had, and they knew accusing someone of this was a death sentence. For example, one of the tests for a witch was throwing her weighted down into the water, and if she rose to the top, she was a witch, but if she drowned, she wasn't. I guess angels, the devil and demons will always be with us in one way or another.